Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Chuck it out there. So much going on right now at Philadelphia Sports. Obviously, LeBron James is a Sixer, and the fallout from now is just remarkable, remarkable stuff. The Eagles had their first practice yesterday. Midday show. We're going to be live today from Eagles training camp. Very excited to see practice number two and be there today with the Philadelphia Eagles. And then, of course, we have the Phillies, who are free-falling here. Losers of 9 of 12 since the All-Star break. Swept in Miami by the Marlins. Yesterday, they blew a 6-0 lead. That's the worst loss of the season. Point blank period. Worst loss of the season. You're up 6-0 in Miami. You got to close that game. There was one point I was listening, probably fourth inning or so, and Scott Franski alluded to the idea, and I totally agreed with him, that the Marlins basically were waving a white flag. They were leaving their starting pitcher out there. They had a tax bullpen. They had a game, you know, today now on this Thursday. But they had a game the next day, and they basically were just going to just concede the game. And the fact that they came back to win the game is remarkable. But that loss and the losing streak and the poor play out of the break is not the biggest Philly story right now. The biggest Philly story right now is Bryce Harper against his manager, against his general manager, against the team president, and against everybody. So Bryce Harper a couple nights ago goes and says that they need help. And they use a bat and an arm. And while the message was accurate, it's the wrong messenger. He's not the one in the clubhouse with all of his teammates around that should be delivering that message. It's common knowledge. The front office knows it. It is performative to get everyone on his side in the fan base. He didn't need to say that. He doesn't need to say it. Because he stunk in the month of July. So he could point to himself rather than point to his teammates. So I didn't like that at all. But yesterday, as the day went along, Don Mattingly fired back. And they said he didn't like that because it points to everyone in the club. That's exactly what I said on the midday show yesterday. And then an article last night, Matt Gelb in The Athletic detailing that the Cold War between Dombrowski and Harper continues. These two have not patched things up. They don't particularly care for each other. And Dombrowski is expected to receive a contract extension from the Phillies. And that, When you kind of put it all together, it made me start to think if we're seeing the beginning of the end of Bryce Harper in Philly's uniform, that at some point here, John Middleton is going to have to choose between these two. And if the expectation is that Dave Dombrowski is going to get an extension, then I wonder what Bryce Harper's future in Philadelphia is. And it's the first time I've wondered that. It's the first time in a long time, or maybe ever, that I've wondered if Bryce Harper is actually going to see the end of this contract with the Phillies. Because there is something going on here, a systemic issue between the player and the front office. And this felt like a marriage that was perfect and everyone was, you know, joyful and blissful when he first got here. And as the years have gone on, it feels like less than that. So let's kind of project where this goes, okay? So number one, we have the trade deadline in a few days. The Phillies keep getting connected to all sorts of players, including now Zach Neto, shortstop from the Los Angeles Angels. An intriguing player. I don't think he's perfect. There's some red flags, but he's young. He's productive. He'll probably be productive for the next few years. And it would be the way the Phillies move Trey Turner for shortstop, whether that be in the immediate or next season, it would be the way they get Trey Turner for shortstop. So ultimately, I would take Zach Neto on the team. I would not give up the best of Mike Harmsen system to get him. I don't think he's that kind of player. I think he's a good player, but not an overwhelming player, but he's a good player. But we'll see where they go. It could be Zach Neto. It could be Joe Adele. It could be Taylor Ward. It could be Dalton Barstow. It could be Jeff Hoffman. I mean, there's a million ways the Phillies could go here at the MLB trade deadline to, you know, to improve the baseball team. So I think they're going to take a swing. And it's either going to come in the form of multiple swings, one big swing. You know, the Phillies probably by next week are going to have a new bat. They're going to have a new bat for their lineup that will hit somewhere in the top half of the lineup. Could be any of those guys I mentioned, Barstow, Ward, Neto, you know, and then they'll figure out the positions later. So they're going to have a new bat they're going to have a relief pitcher that they could put into the mix in front of Duran, preferably a guy you could trust fully with the eighth inning. But if not that, then someone of that ilk. They are going to have a new back end of the rotation starting pitcher. They're going to have those three things. Now, the level they get of all of them, we shall see. So they're going to have those things. I truly believe that. And they're going to go for it. What I don't believe, based on the way I've seen them play all year, though, is that it's going to be 1,000%, no doubt, enough to get this team over the hump. Right now, as I watch them play, I don't think the Phillies are even close to a lock to make the playoffs. They are two games up on a spot. They're being chased by five teams. There are five teams with 2.5 games of the Phillies. With the way the Phillies have played, I don't think anything is a lock. I do not. They're being lapped by the Cubs, who are going to be the number one wild card. They've been overtaken by the Diamondbacks, who are now the number two wild card, which means the next team to overtake the Phillies knocks the Phillies out of the playoffs. I think this is going to be fighting tooth and nail until the end of the season just to try to get in, just to punch their ticket to the playoffs. And if you go look at the Phillies schedule from the end of August, but August 31st or so, to the end of the season, there's one bad team on that schedule. One. And that's the New York Mets. They play them at Citi Field, and we know Citi Field's been a house of horrors for the Phillies. So it's not like that is an easy sweep. There's one bad team. Everybody else is contenders or in it or has some talent or right there. So it's going to be a challenge to get to the end of the season.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
If we say the Phillies make the playoffs, does anybody trust they're going to go win the World Series? No, nobody does, right? I mean, show of hands. Does anybody trust this team's going to win the World Series? No, of course you don't. I don't either. So we're going to head into the offseason where the Phillies have, there's a lockout. Almost certainly a lockout. We'll see how long that lasts. Potentially a new CBA. Potentially a salary cap. And maybe a whole new world. And at that point, Bryce Harper's bumping up against his mid-30s. And the Phillies, depending on how this thing ends, may have a new manager, may have Dombrowski on a contract extension, and may have big decisions to make on how they're going to build this roster and who they're going to want to keep and who they're going to move on from and what they're going to do with their money. And if we're getting to the point where Bryce Harper is, it's a public back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with him and the president of baseball operations. That's not good. Like, it's untenable. It's untenable for the organization. It's a bad look for the organization what happened yesterday and what happened the day before. The fact that Bryce Harper goes out there after a game with his teammates walking around him and says, we need help. It is a slap in the face to those guys because he's talking about them. And then the manager feels like he's got to defend his clubhouse. Probably three or four of those guys walked into his office and said, what the hell, man? You know, what do we got to deal with out here? So he's got to defend his guys because he knows how they're feeling. And then you go back upstairs, and according to the Matt Gelb article, of team officials, which you could make the case could be anybody up there, but you know, it could be an assistant GM, it could be Preston Mattingly, it could be Dave Dombrowski. They were pissed, as they should be, because they're trying to create leverage in trades, and you got Harper out here basically telegraphing, hey, yeah, we need multiple things. I mean, I don't know what Dave Dombrowski's doing, but we need a lot here. We need a lot of help. Not helping the cause, bro. Not helping the cause, not helping anyone in this situation. So you factor all that in. You throw it in a big pot. And then you throw in the idea that Dave Dombrowski could be getting a contract extension. You know, typically in these situations, someone stays, someone goes. You know, and someone is the guy that they keep around and someone is the guy that they don't. And the guy that you would think they would keep around, that would have been the guy they kept around, would have been Dave Dombrowski. That would have been it. But that doesn't, it would have been Bryce Harper. But that doesn't seem like where we're headed with all this. It seems like we are headed to a world where the Phillies are going to re-sign Dave Dombrowski, and they're going to let the Harper thing linger. Imagine if I told you a couple years ago, when Bryce Harper asked for his contract extension, what was that, back in 2023, started doing the, I want to die in this uniform, all that nonsense, you know, back then. Imagine if I told you then that, and I think about their ages, Bryce Harper at that point was probably 30, you know, somewhere around there, right? 20, 23, 29, 30. If I had told you then that Bryce Harper would have to wait for his contract extension, but Dave Dombrowski, who's pushing 70, would get his contract extension before, you would have said, I don't know about that. And the fact that Dombrowski obviously has a big, you know, big say in whether or not Bryce Harper gets a contract extension factors in all of this. So I think we're heading to a world where these two can't coexist, where one's got to go. And if we're sitting in a realm, which we are right now, where Matt Gelb, who's a very good reporter, is hearing that the extension is very likely for Dave Dombrowski, but not likely for Bryce Harper. Well, what does that tell you? I think it tells you everything you need to know. It tells you that John Middleton may be more committed to Dave Dombrowski than Bryce Harper. It tells you that the Phillies may be making their decision in front of our eyes. And I would not be surprised if we get to a point where Harper says it's either him or me. And one thing I've noted and thought about John Middleton from the beginning is he really doesn't know what he's doing in terms of owning a baseball team. And I respect that he admits it and tries his best to latch onto the baseball executive with a lot of experience flavor of the week. It was Andy McPhail, and now it's Dave Dombrowski. And he obviously was part of the ownership group when it was Pat Gillick. He likes that setup. And I can appreciate that. You know, John Middleton, although a fan and been around this his whole life, could admit, I think, what he doesn't know. He made his money in different ways. And I think the good owners do this, right? He's not going to sit here and tell you, I could discover the next young general manager. He can't. He doesn't have that cachet right now or that confidence in himself. But what he can do is rely on a senior executive that has seen a lot, and he could trust that guy. And he tried it with McPhail, didn't work. He's tried it with Dombrowski, it's worked for the most part. But that's Middleton's MO. That's how he builds his baseball team. That is how he likes to go about running a show, which is having that guy, his right-hand man. And as much as he respects and loves the player that Bryce Harper is, Bryce Harper's not a right-hand man in a front office. That's not what he is or who he is. He is point-blank period baseball player. That's it. He's nothing else. He's a baseball player. He is a ball player. He is not a guy that is going to go out there and help you in the front office, help you build an organization. So I won't be surprised. You know, it may surprise you. It won't surprise me if Middleton is the one who chooses Dombrowski in all this. And, you know, the Phillies have had an up and down kind of rocky season in a lot of ways. Very, very rocky when you think about it. But I think they probably thought the worst was past them when they switched the manager, when they tried for Cora, when they let it on Mattingly, when they got this thing revved back up and they started making a little bit more sense of themselves. They probably thought, okay, we're past this. Let's go win. Let's add the trade deadline. And then Bryce Harper drives that bomb a couple days ago. And now the whole team is left scrambling. You got a clubhouse. I heard Kevin Stocker on the broadcast yesterday. Rafael, you know, if that he was in a clubhouse, I think that'd be a problem. And he's been part of clubhouse where it's been a problem, where the star player has said something similar, and it's a problem. And now the Phillies have to deal with this. And the question is, as Bryce Harper goes from being an elite player to just a very good one, he's not an elite player anymore. Dombrowski was dead right about that. Is a petulant, frustrated, annoyed, expensive, good player worth the headache for both sides? I'm not sure it will be for very much longer. And I think you could start to see the cracks here, and you could start to see a future of the Phillies that does not include Bryce Harper. And I've never thought that. The only time I brought it up is when I wanted to ship Bryce Harper back to the Nationals back in 2022 to bring in Juan Soto. Other than that, I haven't thought about it. We haven't really discussed it. It hasn't been something that has made a ton of sense. But the further we go into his career, the further we go with this front office, the further we go with this Cold War, the worse it is. And the bigger questions that now remain for the Phillies moving forward this season and obviously beyond just this season. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to talk about today. We're live WIP midday show live at Eagles training camp. I can't wait to be part of this. And we'll be out here a lot the next couple of weeks and get you ready for another big season of Eagles football. Thank you so much for listening, subscribing, and following WIP Daily. Have a great Thursday. No Phillies lost today, I promise. I guarantee no Phillies lost today. Can't guarantee tomorrow, though. Have a great day. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.